Penguin Random House Audio presents Born to be Wild, Why Teens Take Risks, and How We Can Help Keep Them Safe. This is the author, Jess P. Shatkin, MD, MPH. For Huey. Introduction. To be normal during the adolescent period is by itself abnormal. Anna Freud. I come from a suburban town 10 miles north of San Francisco, across the Golden Gate Bridge, where tract homes abound and just about every fifth house is identical. The layout of those houses pretty much describes my friends and me when we were teens. We wanted so badly to blend in with the crowd and be accepted, yet we also longed to be different from our peers and stand apart as individuals. Years later, I saw a comic somewhere that depicted a boy complaining to his mother that he only wanted to be different, just like everyone else. My teenage desire to be the same, yet different from my peers, is a universal sentiment among adolescents. Like far too many kids, I was often standing directly in the path of danger throughout my childhood. I first held a joint in my hand when I was 7 years old. By my eighth year, I occasionally stole cigarettes from the grocery store. I got drunk for the first time when I was 11. 2 years later, I was apprehended by the police for smoking marijuana, and I tried cocaine the summer before my 14th birthday. Because I was most often a well-behaved kid at home, my shenanigans fell largely under the radar. By mid-semester of my first year of high school, however, I was playing on the freshman football team, rehearsing 2 evenings each week with a rock band, and failing my English class. Ultimately, after years of watching and waiting for me to grow up on my own, my parents took matters into their own hands.